To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to the Big K Morning Show. It is 7:37. Today is Wednesday, December 10th, 2025. If it is a Wednesday morning, Michael Bartley joining you in lieu of Larry Richard, who Rich Fitzgerald is taking some time off. And Rich Fitzgerald from 7 to 8 on Wednesday mornings, you become a fixture here, and this is so fun. And you have a special guest here this morning.
Well, yeah, you are filling in for the legendary Larry Richard.
The iconic.
The iconic, yeah. Absolutely. But today we have a special guest, and we're going to go south a little bit into Washington County and meet and talk to Commissioner Electra Janus, who's in her first term. And I know over the last month or so, we've had a lot of conversations around budgets. We had a shutdown at the federal level. We had a state budget that went on for months and months before it was done. We're starting to see, obviously, the city of Pittsburgh budget, the school district budget. Well, counties have to do their budgets as well.
Absolutely.
This year. So we're going to talk a little bit. Commissioner Janus, you just passed the Washington County budget, and tell us a little bit. Was there a tax increase in Washington County like there were in some other places? And what are some of the budget priorities you and your fellow commissioners passed? Welcome.
Welcome.
Sure. Thank you so much, gentlemen. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here and to be able to have this opportunity to share what's going on in Washington County with your listeners. So, yes, you highlighted some very hot button topics. We had a federal shutdown and we had a state budget that was not passed for months. So that obviously trickled down to the county level, and we had to have some very difficult conversations and meetings to see what we could do to find a way around this and to not cut anything. I am beyond thrilled to report, unlike some other counties in the area, we were fortunate enough to not have to increase taxes, and we were able to balance a $135 million budget despite those delays in federal funding and state funding cuts. You know, that money was reimbursed, but we were lucky enough to be able to use our rainy day fund and to get through. And some of our, you know, biggest priorities were to make sure that we didn't cut senior centers, meal programs, transportation services, you know, all human services with children and youth. We wanted to make sure that those things continued to be funded. We started to have conversations about making cuts with outside agencies and contracts and seeing really what we could do to make things cut that would not make a huge impact on our residents. And I'm fortunate to say that we didn't have to do any of that, that our tax increase did not occur. This is our 16th year, so I give credit to previous boards for being able to do that, and our department heads and our finance director. You know, it was a group effort, but I'm very, very pleased to say that Washington County remains with the same millage rate and no tax increase.
Well, that I'm sorry, Rich.
No, go ahead.
For your first term, this is a major victory for you. What are your constituents saying?
It's a wonderful victory. I believe everybody is thrilled, because I don't know a lot of counties that can say, you know, again, like I said, I have to give credit to previous boards, 16 years with no tax increases, especially with the way things are in today's world. It's just, we're very fortunate in Washington County. We didn't have to do any furloughs or layoffs. And like I said, I have to give credit to our departments for making cuts in other areas and doing what was asked of them to ensure that we did not have to increase taxes.
And while the commissioner's in her first term, she previously served as a staffer for State Representative Natalie Mihalik. So she has some experience in how the state operates. Yeah,
you know what's
budget.
Going. You know what's going on.
She has a little
on.
Bit of sense of what's yeah. going on in Harrisburg. But also the thing about Washington County that maybe people don't know, it's a very diverse county. You've mm-hmm. got some very growing dynamic areas like the Peters Township, North mm-hmm. Strabane, Cannonsburg area, the city of Washington. But they also have some of the areas in the Mon Valley that stretch down into the Charleroi areas and places that have some challenges when it comes to housing and service needs, human service needs. So for the commissioner and her board members, they've got to figure out how to make those balances. So commissioner, tell us about some of the things, some of the projects that happened last year and some of the things people in Washington County can look forward to in 2026.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you for asking. We've had a lot of really large projects that went underway this past year, one of which was
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Demolition of a very large building in the Courthouse Square area across from the courthouse downtown. The engineer report showed that the building was unsafe. It was not safe to park cars in there. You know, it's a miracle that nothing truly happened previously. So we were able to use federal funding to start the process of knocking that building down. And it's going to end up being a public safety building. So moving forward, it'll be a diversion center, central booking station. So our public safety department, our jail, our sheriff's department, everyone is extremely happy about that to streamline everything. We're also doing some major upgrades to our 911 system in Washington County, which is the radio network, just to improve the safety and response times. Previously, which I was unaware of as a Washington County resident prior to me being in office, our old system was only 35% accuracy with coverage. So a call could drop at any time, and that's just completely unacceptable, because when you have family members or friends that are out there trying to save lives or the person that's at risk, one call dropping every second matters. So our new system will be 95% coverage, and we're very excited about that. And then the last thing I'll touch on is we're continuing to redevelop with the Washington Mall site. That building was empty for 11 years. And there was asbestos and mold and issues with developers and private owners, and no one wanted anything to do with it. So we were able to use $6 million of blight funding from the federal government and help assist to knock that building down. And now we have Costco coming in, which is going to bring $30 an hour jobs at minimum. It's going to bring development and people from, you know, West Virginia and Ohio to come spend their money here at the Costco in Washington County. So we're very excited about that. And there's a lot of other retail coming, other restaurants, and the excitement and the buzz for South Strabane and Washington County has been tremendous. So we're very excited about that. And, you know, Washington County residents, get ready to get a Costco membership.
Congratulations. A lot of good things. And we didn't even hit on some of the things, and I don't have time to do it today. We'll do it later. But I know you're working on some data center operations, and some of which are still under negotiation and NDAs and all right. those kind of good things. But a lot of good things happening in Washington County. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And you must be excited about your first term. Things are going very well for you so far.
I'm very excited. I'm halfway through it. So let's just hope this continues.
Okay. Electra Janice, the Republican commissioner in Washington County. We loved having you. Have a great day and have a great holiday season.
See you, Commissioner.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Appreciate it so much. Oops, sorry. Rich, you know, before I go to traffic, and I think this is a legitimate question, when you were in office as county chief executive, and even in your position as executive director of the Southwest Pennsylvania Commission, I hear this all the time. I'm moving to Peters Township. The taxes are lower. You know that you've heard that a million times, right? Does it get rivalry type thing with county to county?
I would say no. It's interesting as the commission, and I served on it obviously as county executive, as Allegheny County representative. We never would talk about some of the national and even statewide issues that we talk about on talk radio, mm-hmm. whether it's Trump, Biden, Obama going back. What we all talk about is development, because mm-hmm. we know with development in Peters, people in Allegheny are going to work there, or even
yes.
Greene County are going to work there.
Yes.
Businesses go back and forth. So we talk about projects that will benefit the quality of life for everybody. And I, it's one thing about serving on the commission is when the Democrats and Republicans literally sit down together, they're breaking bread or whatever, they're getting things done.
They're
not fighting about some of these national issues and things
that are
happening.
That's the old way, and it was always a good way.
And people like Commissioner Janice, she's been, you know, with us as we've taken
she's
trips
great.
To Harrisburg or Washington, D.C. to advocate for the things we need, whether it's with Senator McCormick or Fetterman, a Democrat and Republican, whoever administration.
Development doesn't stop at a county border.
When you
it's
go
Western
over a bridge,
Pennsylvania, and you know that.
When you go over a bridge, you want to know that it's safe. And
that's right.
Whether a Democrat or Republican got the funding for
yep.
it, it almost doesn't matter. So anyway.
Exactly.
Yep,
absolutely. All right, Rich and I will be right back. Okay, it is time.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.